Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A medical transport plane carrying six people, including a pediatric patient and her mother, crashed near a Philadelphia mall Friday evening. None of the six people on board survived. At least one person dead on the ground and at least 19 injured. ABC News contributor and aviation analyst John Nance on the
weather situation with about a 700-foot ceiling and visibility under that ceiling. It was pretty good, about 4 or 5 miles. Really doesn't have much potential for interfering, especially not to the point of a catastrophe.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer to the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Blocks it, Koenig. Step back three straight on. Got it! Ice, cold, water. Sam Decker. For the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Stamps off another three. Booked it! Oh, my goodness! Don't wake him up! Greg Kaminsky, a single-game school record, 43 points. I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
From Welsh Ryan Arena in Evanston, Illinois, welcome to our Badgers pregame show. This stretch of five games, four on the road, wrapping up here for the Badgers this afternoon as they take on the Northwestern Wildcats. Very important game for both teams. The Cats have lost their last two outings, including earlier this week to Rutgers. The Badgers falling to Maryland in College Park. Wisconsin comes to town with a 6-4 Big Ten record, 16-5 overall. The Wildcats 3-7 in league play, 12-9. Overall. On our program, we'll hear from head coach Greg Gard. We'll check in with the voice of the Wildcats, Dave Bennett. Up next, as always, our pregame visit with Jesse Temple of The Athletic. That's coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk. For a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Badgers pregame show as Wisconsin takes on Northwestern this afternoon at Welsh Ryan Arena, joined by Jesse Temple
of The Athletic. I think Jesse and Brian Butch and I were talking about this. If you just like college basketball, you didn't necessarily have a dog in the fight here. The game, the Wisconsin-Maryland game was pretty fun. Pretty fun to watch. You had, you know, a good crowd there, energy in the building, a Maryland team that's coming together. And while Wisconsin didn't shoot it the way it normally does, it still had a chance. You're watching this at home, just as kicking back, taking in a college basketball game. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. It wasn't the prettiest game of basketball, and it certainly was a little different from the way Wisconsin has played in winning games by scoring 80-plus, but it was close throughout. Badgers trailed by 1 point at the half, were in it until the very end, and Maryland is an exceptionally good team. Even if they've got five losses this year, including four in the Big Ten, you could see how difficult it was for Wisconsin to score because the Terrapins are long and athletic and really get up in you. But they had five players score in double figures, Maryland did, and this was certainly another fun game in the Big Ten, and that's what makes this league so difficult, is these guys just beat each other up all season.
Yeah, not pretty is a kind way of putting it. If you look at the percentage of layups made for both teams, it wasn't good in that game. But I think in Maryland's case, the interior presence there, and I thought Crowell and Winter, those guys did a pretty nice job inside as well. A popular topic, and I asked Greg Gard about it on his radio show, is Max Klesmet. The three-point shot is not falling at nearly the rate that it was his first 2 years when he was pushing 40%. Now, he did have seven rebounds. His assist-to-turnover ratio is good. I keep thinking, Jesse, the body of work is such that with Max, you have to think that it's going to come around. But the old confidence thing, that becomes an issue for any of us, and no matter what we're doing, it seems to me that if he could see one or two go down, that could make a world of difference. Where do you sit on that?
Yeah, I'm of two minds on this. Obviously, you mentioned the body of work, Matt. We've seen what he's done for multiple years. I think back to that first half against Marquette at home, where he can absolutely catch fire. But I'm just growing a little bit more concerned as we're now into February and this continues. We know he has it in him to go off for four or five threes. I know he has been battling injuries, and that certainly seems to have impacted him. He's doing a lot of other things like you talk about. Had seven rebounds against Maryland, three assists, only one turnover. The good news for this Wisconsin team is, and why I believe this program has a potential to make a run in March Madness, is you have everybody else around him able to support him. This is not the kind of team where one guy has to carry the Badgers, but certainly you'd like what has been one of your best shooters to get hot at the right time, and it's still possible.
I've had this conversation with some people. I always think of, in Wisconsin basketball, a Rob Wilson moment, a Rob Wilson game, somebody who's, you know, maybe you've been around a long time, maybe you haven't. Your statistics are really modest, and then bang, you have the big game. Marcus Silver comes to mind. One of the newcomers, Xavier Amos, comes to mind. If you were to pick one who you would think could just all of a sudden bust out and have a big scoring day, X plays more. So I guess that would be an easier answer. But yeah, if you had to pick one, who would you pick to have that Rob Wilson kind of day?
Well, since it has to be a bench player, I'm guessing I can't go with Kamari McGee because we've seen it already. But yes. For him to be shooting 27% from three a year ago and now nearly 60% is astonishing. So that leaves me with a handful of guys. I think I would say Xavier Amos because we've seen this in him, maybe not necessarily a ton this year, but where he came from, NIU, was able to score. He can stretch to the perimeter. Will he get enough minutes? That remains to be seen, but he absolutely has it in him to get hot.
Yeah, you're right about Kamari. His assist to turnover is better than 3-1, and that great guard joke that might have been the opposite, at least if you count practices and all that when he first got here. But yeah, when you're 57% from three in Big Ten play, that's pretty good. This guy, we talked about him, I know, a lot before, but just the, you know, he has 9 points against Maryland, could have had, you know, maybe a couple more buckets in that game. But that's part of that depth question that I think is encouraging for Wisconsin fans now as we get into February.
Yeah, I had a chance to talk to Kamari a couple weeks ago, and one of the things he mentioned in what has allowed him to elevate his three-point shooting is just how much he worked in the offseason. He would essentially every day take enough three-pointers until it felt like his arms were going to fall off, and certainly the work that he put in is paying off. But this is what it's going to take for Wisconsin in March, and we'll see whether they get to April. But Kamari McGee, Carter Gilmore, even Xavier and Jack Janicki, the guys that are giving them minutes off the bench to be productive. How many years have we seen over time for the Badgers where their bench wasn't doing anything. Maybe you got 2 points out of them and you needed your starters to do everything. Well, you've got a little bit more depth, and that can help to wear down an opponent over time.
All right. He's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Stay with us. More of our pregame coverage is coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we make versatile, convenient, and all-natural sausage you can feel good feeding your family. I'm Lisa Karras, 7th-generation family member and Jones Marketing Director, and I'm also a mom, and I'm proud of our products. They go so well in so many recipes and heat up fast, which is helpful when you're juggling little ones. Plus, many of our ingredients are locally sourced, and we don't use any artificial ingredients in our sausage, which is why you'll find it in the freezer aisle. Jones, making breakfast better since 1889, and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/PoweringBeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Continues, joined now by the voice of the Northwestern Wildcats, Dave Ennett. Without Brooks Barnheiser, I'm sure for one, you're going, oh boy. But you just played a team that was without a key player, and other guys step up. So I guess my message to Badger fans, be careful. But, it's a hit, obviously, because he's a heck of a player. And gritty is all get out.
Matt, it's a huge hit. I mean, he's been such a battler all year. I mean, he's been dealing with injuries all season. I mean, I know everybody's a little beat up this time of year, but he really takes a pounding. I don't know if it was against Indiana at the end of the game. He went flying in for a one-handed dunk and then hit his face on the floor. He comes up, he's got blood, and he immediately pops up and gives a thumbs up to the bench. He's just a really, really tough kid. So he's got to be hurting pretty well, and for him not to play in this game, he loves it here, and he's only got 10 guaranteed games left, so, you know, he hates to miss it. But, look, this is a team which at the end of last year lost Ty Berry for about the last 9 games or so in the regular season. Then they lost their center, Matthew Nicholson, and yet they still, down the stretch, were able to win games and won a game in the NCAA tournament. So I think that we saw it with Harper out for Rutgers the other night. Ivicic was out for Illinois when we were down there on Sunday. And I think this is just life in the Big Ten. You lose players, but you can't relax because you just don't know the other guys are going to step up.
Yeah, it's a shame just as a fan of the game because he's an Iron Man, as is Nick Martinelli. I mean, if Brooks plays, you got four of the top 10, 12 scorers in the Big Ten. I wonder how many people outside of the fan bases of Northwestern and Wisconsin know that, right?
Yeah, right, especially given the reputations of these two teams not being prolific scoring teams over the years. But the thing about it is Martinelli and Barnheiser are 1 and 2 of the Big Ten in minutes played per game. I mean, Nick plays almost every second of every game, and Brooks is right behind him. So, yeah, I mean, this is a big hit for Northwestern, no question.
Dave, we've talked on our end. Greg Garden and I talked about it on his radio show a couple nights ago about this building now and the great job with the renovation, the atmosphere. You're going to get Wisconsin fans. We get that. A lot of Northwestern fans here, too, because, A, the program's been good. But this has become one of the really good environments, hasn't it?
It's become a great environment. Up until losing to Rutgers the other night, Northwestern had won 25 of 28 games here, which by Kohl Center standards, that might not sound like a lot, but by...
Well, that's good. It's good.
Welsh Ryan Arena standards, I mean, two wins over number one teams in the past year plus, and two wins over really good Illinois teams the last 2 years. And they've been a tough out, and the students have turned out, which was at times an issue here in the past, but has not been an issue. Now, again, they haven't had much adversity at home before, and now they've dropped a couple of games at home. How are fans going to react? And yeah, there were a lot of Indiana fans here when the Hoosiers were here a couple of games ago. But I think for the most part, it's been a much more home-centric crowd, and there'll be a lot of red here today, no doubt. I mean, these two schools are logistically, I mean, this is Northwestern and Wisconsin are as close as any two schools geographically in the Big Ten, I think. And there are a lot of Wisconsin fans in this area. So, yeah, but it's not like the old days where the visiting team would come in and sell the place out.
Yeah. You mentioned Indiana. You and I have been doing this for a minute. Northwestern has beaten Indiana 5 straight times. I was at Wisconsin in the midst of a 31-game losing streak the Badgers had to Indiana. They flipped that script. It isn't the old days anymore, which is a good thing.
Yeah, oh, it's absolutely a good thing, but that's the way it is. You look around this conference, Matt, and everybody has sung the praises of Oregon all year, and I think it's a really good team, right? But look, they go to Minnesota and get beat, right? The Illinois comes in there and blows them out. I mean, it's USC, people were writing them off all this. They're winning. UCLA, you guys saw them firsthand recently, and their coach was saying they were soft earlier the year. So, I mean, it's just a really, there are no easy outs. And coaches have been saying that for years, but you would think with 18 teams, there would be a couple of easy outs, and there really aren't.
No, and there's variety in styles. I think that's the one thing with the bigger league. We've talked about that back in Madison. The Big Ten used to be labeled as a certain type of style. You really can't say that anymore.
No, you can't. I mean, you've still got really physical. I mean, Rutgers, that was about as physical a game as I've seen all year the other night here. And, you've still got teams that like to get out. I mean, look at Michigan State now. That team gets up and down the court so quickly. Mm-hmm. And so I just think this is really an interesting time. If you're a fan of the Big Ten, if you're a fan of college basketball, you got to really enjoy this because I think the second half of this conference season is really going to be intriguing. And you can look at a team like Northwestern at 3-7, and they played a really tough opening 7 games. Mm-hmm. And who's to say they can't turn it around and go 7-3 in the second half?
Yeah, no doubt. He's Dave Ennett, the voice of the Northwestern Wildcats. Take a break. More pregame coverage is coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. and you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
Forgiveness Education, a concept developed by Dr. Bob Enright at the UW-Madison more than three decades ago. He has developed curriculum to teach forgiveness to students K through 12. Course materials have been used in Northern Ireland, in inner-city U.S. schools, and in Africa, with measurable success in the reduction of anger and a commitment to choosing forgiveness rather than hurt, anger, and resentment. If you're an educator, please investigate Forgiveness Education at internationalforgiveness.com.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt Nair on Air.
A Badgers pregame coverage continues from Evanston, Wisconsin, and Northwestern this afternoon. If you're just checking us out, the Wildcats are without Brooks Barnheiser today. So we've seen this movie before, Brian.
Is it a good one or a bad one?
Wisconsin has gone through stuff like this where a key player is out. Other teams have that Wisconsin has played. And I think the reflex is, oh, they're without one of the leading scorers in the Big Ten. Sigh of relief, but too many examples. The game after you went out, beat Michigan. You know,
Wisconsin, we did, yeah,
Michigan
absolutely,
State.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
In the
thanks
short,
for bringing that up again.
Yeah,
appreciate it. Yeah,
in
my elbow was feeling just fine prior to that. Now I'm gonna have to find an ice pack. But right. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Thanks for
Just have some more popcorn. It'll be good.
But it is.
The point, in the short term, the team that is dealing with the absence of a key player sometimes just rises up and plays at a better level overall.
Well, and I think the pressure's off because, as a group, they're not supposed to win this game now. Your best player or one of your best players is done. And now who steps up? And they've got guys. I mean, Ty Berry needs to play better for Northwestern. Well, guess what? He's probably going to move into the starting lineup. So you got a chance. You know, if you make a mistake, you're not going to get pulled right away because your bodies are so limited. And that's why you feel – that's why you see that happen so many times. A guy goes down, at least for the short wave. The long term, probably not good for Northwestern, right? But the short wave or the first couple of games after that injury or whatever, you know, and who knows how long it is for Brooks. But, you know, that first initial wave, okay, we could play off that energy.
You mentioned Ty Berry. His numbers are down. Now, he was hurt, missed the tail end of or the final third, really, of their season a year ago. But he's a very good three-point shooter. The numbers haven't been the same this year, but in their win against Indiana recently, he went 7 for 10.
Well, 7 for 10, 23
points. So you know what he can do.
That's what they expect from him. Yes.
As for the Badgers, they did a lot of things to give themselves a chance in the Maryland game. They missed more chip shots than normal, although the Terps would probably say the same thing about their guys. They just didn't shoot, period. The three-point percentage for those guys was down, but there were still a lot of good things they did in that game.
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, when you look at this, you go into a hostile environment, a game where you go 9 of 22 from layups, right? Point blank layups, 9 of 22, and you're still in it. You give yourself a chance. Now, defensively, at times they got spread out. Now, that's one of those things you can continue to work on and get better. But Maryland's a really good team, and we knew what they were coming off of, winning at Illinois, winning at Indiana. There was a lot of confidence in what they were doing, too. So I don't. The Maryland game is not a game that I look at and say, well, the sky is falling. No, it happens. Now, small adjustments, you make some layups, it's a different game. These next three for Wisconsin, when you look at Northwestern, Indiana, Iowa, all right, one of those gets dropped. Now I kind of look, you know, start diving into it a little bit more and say, okay, why did that one happen? Because there needs probably be some explaining as far as where those areas come and what was taken advantage of.
And I look at this five-game block, which is game five of that block I'm talking about with four on the road. Yeah, I mean, if it goes well today, that's awesome. They would have split the four road games, and you're thinking, you know, you're always going to want a little bit more. But if you can go 3-2, they protected the home court convincingly against Nebraska. You know, UCLA all of a sudden is hot. If they can get this one today, 3 out of 5, like, okay, that's all right. You can move forward here if you can get this one taken care of this afternoon.
Absolutely. I mean, and you look at this, like, bottom line is this is a game. If you want to win a Big Ten championship, you're seeing teams fall all over. You can't lose this one. It's that simple.
Yeah, and it's for Wisconsin coming into this game. It is 19th in the net rankings, 17th in KenPom. So still a very highly regarded, but need to continue to play at a high rate like this team has throughout the overwhelming majority of the season. That is our Badger Notebook. We'll have more of our pregame coverage coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired from medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Hey, Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement-ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement-ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Courtside at Welch Ryan Arena in Evanston, where the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Northwestern Wildcats. Courtside at what will be sold out Welch Ryan Arena. And this is one of those places where Badger fans generally are out here in pretty good numbers, and that's going to be the case again today. But it'll be a really fun environment, because as we talked the other day, Butchie, you know, Northwestern, I know it's scuffling right now, but it's a good program, and the fans have really taken hold here. There's really a little energy in the building today, isn't there?
Well, it is, and it starts with the remodel just by how you build a facility. You didn't need to have 15,000. It's a nice, small facility that gets loud, and when you're good, they turn out, and that's exactly what they've done for this group for Northwestern. It is. It's one of the gyms that I look forward to coming to, because it's got a really fun and unique experience.
Yeah, 7,000 and change is the capacity here, and it's gone from really being one of the more unimpressive facilities in the league to the polar opposite.
Oh, yeah.
Really nice.
I remember when we clinched the outright Big Ten championship regular season.
Yep.
And it was all red.
It was.
And it was just bleachers. And now you walk into this and you're like, wow, they've done a heck of a job. It really is a great arena to be in.
We are 1/2 hour away from the opening tip. The Badgers and the Wildcats will check in with head coach Craig Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Jackson Hewitt makes taxes feel like a yacht rock song.
Give me my biggest tax refund, please.
You, me, and a lifetime accuracy guarantee.
And now get $100 just to try Jackson Hewitt. Does your tax person do that?
Say goodbye to that no guarantee tax guy.
Ready to sail through tax season? Go to Jackson Hewitt and you'll be
reeling in the refunds.
Limited time offer for new clients. Participating locations only. Terms at JacksonHewitt.com.
I'm Megan Wolf, nonpartisan administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Casting a ballot and knowing it counts is a basic right for every eligible Wisconsinite. Here are a few quick reminders. Only U.S. citizens can vote, and you must first register, whether voting in person or absentee. And voters with disabilities have the right to seek assistance. That's the law. For any questions on how to vote or to see if your registration is up to date, visit myvote.wi.gov. If we all work together, we all win on Election Day.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
More than 6 million kids in the U.S. have ADHD, and many aren't getting the support they need. At understood.org, we know that parents want to help, especially when their child has questions like,
why am I always falling behind? Why do I feel so alone?
We provide parents with the resources they need to help kids with ADHD thrive. Your child wants to thrive. Be the reason they do. Visit understood.org/the reason to get started.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shootaround.
Pre-game coverage continues, joined now by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Back the other night, good college basketball game. Both teams probably missed some shots they normally make inside. They got hot outside, but your guys, it wasn't like you had to take a standing eight count. They played this to the very end, didn't
they? Yeah, I mean, we talked about it after the game, too, and the days after, in terms of just too many tough twos, especially at the rim contested, where, we've been pretty good at avoiding those or finishing those. And obviously with that much traffic in the paint, we needed to do a better job of finding shooters on the perimeter and, quite frankly, probably trade a lot of those tougher twos for more threes. So, but I thought defensively did a lot of good things. We played the foul game at the end, so put it on the line more than normal, so it makes the number look a little more inflated than what it really was. But we got to just be better for a course of 40 minutes.
It's one of those things, it's one of the very old lines in sports, and it really seems to apply to this sport. It's who you play, where you play, and maybe as important as anything, when you play them. I mean, like UCLA is hot right now. Maryland's playing real well. That starting five is really starting to gel now, isn't it?
It is, and I thought we did a good job. We had some foul trouble starting to mount for them in the first half, and we weren't able to continue piling those up as fast in the second half. So it's credit to them. You mentioned, life on the road is not easy in this league. What Oregon, had happened at UCLA, and obviously Illinois losing at Nebraska. So you just quickly move on to the next one, and because there's no easy ones.
We're in the middle of the dance floor, apparently, right now. We'll take a break. More coming up with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Jerry?
Ah! Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think... Jerry!
I know, I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp, stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
Hey Badger fans, time is running out to catch Wisconsin men's basketball at the Kohl Center this season. Don't miss your chance to see John Blackwell, John Tanjay, and the rest of the Badgers as they battle Big Ten opponents on their home court. Be part of the action and secure your seats today at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hey there, Badger fans. This is Xavier Amos, forward for Wisconsin men's basketball. We are ready to elevate our game to new heights, and we want you to be a part of the action. With a VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. You'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
We continue with head coach Greg Gard, Northwestern without Brooks Barnheiser, one of the Iron Men of the Big Ten. So I was talking with Dave Ennett, the Northwestern voice. Badger fans are going, oh, great. Yeah, not so fast, right? You, this isn't your rookie season in
the
sport, right?
No, and you know, a lot of times when a player's out, the rest of the group rallies to play even better. And, you know, they played without Barnheiser before, and he's been battling a foot injury really since the summer. So, you know, it's a matter of we know how good a team they are and, you know, how good they are defensively. Changes them a little bit, puts another shooter on the floor is what it does from three. So we'll have to adjust to see who they start here and play better than we did the other night.
They're interesting in that they're a team that the body of work, they don't rely on the three a ton. It seems like they're shooting more lately. And if there's one guy to watch, it's got to be Ty Berry above all.
Yeah, I mean, they've kind of used him off the bench. I assume he'll start today. We'll see when we get to that point. But, yeah, he definitely is. He's been playing starter minutes off the bench anyway. But he definitely, if he gets going, they run a lot of stuff for him. I mean, the point guard Leach has been really good too. So, and obviously you got Martinelli and Big Nicholson inside, who's a handful. So, yeah, regardless of who they put on the floor, they got a freshman Siervano that's been playing really well. So, it's a typical Northwestern team. They're gritty, they're tough-minded. It can be hard to get easy baskets. So, we're going to be disciplined in our approach.
As we talked on your radio show, they have a pretty good offensive line here too that serves as their
you know, their bigs are truly big, right?
They are, yeah. I mean, Nicholson specifically is, you know, he's one large man. So, like I said, just we got to share the ball, move it, play with some pace, you know, guard, keep the ball, the normal things. Keep the ball out of the paint, know where shooters are, and knock down some shots ourselves.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. We'll take a look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies, and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Pre-game coverage continues. To be honest, I actually had to listen back to that interview with Greg Gard because as we were doing it, I couldn't hear a word he said. They had the bass going up. Someone for my advancing age, that was a little difficult to pick up what Gardo was saying.
You're not advancing age. Come on now.
Yeah, right. Appreciate it. Time now for our look around the Big Ten, presented by the Big Ten Network. Good one going on at the Barn as the Minnesota Golden Gophers and Washington Huskies. Washington leads 53-52, a little less than 8 minutes to play. I know the Gophers had the hiccup against Michigan State, but as we've been mentioning, they've been playing some better ball here the last couple weeks, haven't they?
Well, and you kind of anticipated the Michigan State result. This one you would not. This one, the way that they've been playing, you'd really expect them to come out and beat Washington. Now, I think part of it is they got off to a slow start. They did down by 10. Now you see that they're on a run, pushing this thing a little bit closer. So, yeah, it will be a good one.
Speaking of Michigan State, you talked about them a couple seconds ago. It's their turn to go west. They've got the L.A. trip, playing USC tonight and then UCLA on Tuesday. You mentioned their schedule a little more backloaded. You know, the Trojans at their best, really good, and UCLA right now is just really good, period. Maybe old school works. Mick Cronin calling them out a couple weeks ago. Maybe there's still something to it.
But I think there is something to it. There always has been. As a player, you want to be coached, the good players. The good players want to be coached. They want to be held accountable. I was watching a clip that Greg said was November, December, about how kids have changed. And he goes, no, they haven't. And he goes, no, they haven't. He's what's changed is the environment around them. But the kids themselves haven't, the good ones. Mm-hmm. They want to be coached. They want to be taught. And that's exactly what this group of Badgers has. And I think they've got a little bit of that in UCLA as well.
Last night, one of the fun rivalry games historically in the Big Ten Conference, and by historically, you think of Bob Knight, Gene Katy teams, Indiana and Purdue, right down to the wire. Boilermakers pulled it out, 81-76. If you're Indiana, coulda, shoulda. Trey Galloway was terrific. And again, a final possession, kind of like their Maryland game with Indiana, that leaves the fans and everybody involved going, give yourself the best chance.
Yeah, I think it even probably left Purdue a little, you know, shaking their head like, wow, we didn't expect that to be the end of how that was, especially with the way Trey Galloway was playing. Matt Painter afterwards goes, I was really surprised the ball wasn't in Trey Galloway's hands. So, but again, you, it's tough to close out games, and you got to find out who your closer is.
Well, the Hoosiers will come to the Kohl Center on Tuesday night, and as up and down as they have been, it's still a very talented team. Umar Ballo does a lot of things well. We'll get, you know, into that more obviously on Tuesday night, but really good passer too. He finds open guys.
So they've got a lot of talent on that team. They just haven't put it all together right now.
The other game today, we mentioned Michigan State and USC tonight, and the Washington Minnesota game, as we mentioned, a 1-point lead for the Huskies as they get under 8 minutes left in the second half. Michigan is taking on Rutgers. Dylan Harper out again today. He was out earlier this week. He's been in and out throughout the course of the season. But Ace Bailey stepped up, and stepped up is an understatement, the way he shot it against Northwestern on Wednesday.
Well, absolutely. And again, I think that's part of not knowing who's going to play, and someone just, you know, plays a game that's out of their, you know, out of their mind. Now, Ace Bailey's done that before. He did it at Indiana when Dylan Harper was sick. So for that group, they've kind of gone through this. For this Northwestern group, this will be the first time without Brooks as far as recently. Now, to start the year off, they didn't play with Brooks either. So they've done this a little bit as well. But that's why you got to stay locked in and dialed in on what you're trying to do.
All right, and that is your look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network. We continue. We'll get Butchie's keys to today's game in Evanston. Back in 3 minutes, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we make versatile, convenient, and all-natural sausage you can feel good feeding your family. I'm Lisa Karras, seventh-generation family member and Jones Marketing Director, and I'm also a mom, and I'm proud of our products. They go so well in so many recipes and heat up fast, which is helpful when you're juggling little ones. Plus, many of our ingredients are locally sourced, and we don't use any artificial ingredients in our sausage, which is why you'll find it in the freezer aisle. Jones, making breakfast better since 1889, and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey Badger fans, basketball season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
The Badgers and Northwestern this afternoon here in Evanston. Time for Brian Butch's keys to today's game.
When you start about this game right now, the first thing for Wisconsin, transition baskets. Don't give Northwestern any easy baskets. Now, transition, offense, rebound, whatever it might be, don't give them. Make them work. They want to work the shot clock, so don't give them those opportunities. No silly fouls. The reason I say that is this is a team that you just want to play solid. At times we saw that happen. I think the biggest thing here, too, knowing that Brooks Barnhouser now is out of this game, it changes kind of where you're at. So KYP, know your personnel is so important in this game. Know who the shooters are. Know who isn't the shooter, who you can short close to. And I think offensively, get the ball inside and dominate the paint.
Yep, and do that playing off 2 feet.
At,
get yourself
all the above.
And help finish the deal at the rim. Had a lot of opportunities that they came up empty on in the game against Maryland. Those are Butchie's keys to today's game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Take a look at the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Cameron Hunter remains out. Again, continuing to step by step get himself back in order, but remains out here today. As for Northwestern, Brooks Barnheiser, as we have been mentioning throughout our pregame show, he is out, as is Blake Barkley. Luke Hunger for the Wildcats is listed as questionable. He's played in 18 games and about 3.5 points, close to 3 rebounds a game. Another one of those bigs. We're talking about the offensive line, so to speak, for Northwestern. This guy comes off the bench. He's 6'10", 260 pounds. And that is the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Now on to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. For the Northwestern Wildcats, Chris Collins, year number 12 now in Evanston. His team has won 190 games. They last season were 22-12, 12-8 in Big Ten play. And it's a team that just loves overtime. They've had 4 of them this season, 9 in the last 2 seasons. This year, they're 3-1 in overtime games. The last couple of years, 6-3. So they are very used to playing 45-minute games. Here's the starting five for the Cats. Up front will be Nick Martinelli, a 6'7", 220-pound junior out of Glenview, Illinois. 19.5 points, 5.5 rebounds per game. Another one of those Iron Men here, plays better than 37 minutes overall and close to 40 minutes in Big Ten play. Matthew Nicholson, a 7-footer, 280 pounds, grad student from Clarkston, Michigan, 4.7 points, 5.5 rebounds per game. Their 3-guard lineup, Angelo Cherevino, 6'6", freshman out of Chicago, Mount Carmel High School, 4 points, about 2 rebounds a game. Ty Berry getting into the starting lineup here today now, a 6'3", grad student out of Newton, Kansas, 8.5 points per game. As we mentioned, though, recently in their win against Indiana, he had 23, hitting 7 of 10 shots from the 3-point line. And Jalen Leach, the transfer from Fairfield, a grad student, 6'4", out of Nyack, New York, 14 points, about 2 boards, better than 3 assists per game. He, too, could be a very dangerous 3-point shooter for a team that will take its share of mid-range shots. Leach can be very hot from beyond the arc, and he has been just that the last 4 games, hitting 11 of 22 shots from downtown. For Greg Gard's Wisconsin Badgers, same five as usual. Stephen Crowell, the 7-footer, at 10 points, 5.7 rebounds, 2.5 assists per game. Nolan Winter, the sophomore, at 10 points, 5.7 rebounds. And their look in the backcourt, John Tanjay at 18 points, 5 rebounds a game. Max Klesman, 10 points, 2.5 boards, about 3 assists per contest. And John Blackwell rounding out the starting five at 16 points, 4.5 rebounds, and 2.3 assists per game. Wisconsin leads this series through the years, 124-67. The Badgers have won the last 2 and 9 of the last 11. Wisconsin coming into this game 9-5 against quad 1 and quad 2 opponents combined, 5 up, 5 down in quad 1 games. The Wildcats 3-9 against quad 1 and quad 2 teams, 2-7 if you just look at how they have fared against quad 1 opponents. Those are your starting lineups and other very useful information, I'm sure, as we get you ready for the Badgers and the Northwestern Wildcats. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Brands. Coming up next, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining built Ford tough, and never settling for second best. But what's really made Ford F-Series the number one selling trucks in America is you. Ford F-Series, built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2024 calendar year total sales.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Now to Max for three in the lead. He hit it from right into the circle, Max Klusman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound, Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blowing the left, lifted it off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin. Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good afternoon from Welch Ryan Arena in Evanston, Illinois. Alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back at our studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball as the second half of the Big Ten regular season begins for Greg Gard's Badgers. 6-4 through the first half, 16-5 overall. Northwestern begins the second half after going 3-7 to start conference play. Chris Collins' team 12-9 overall. Before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, the Badgers playing a team, a program that has been to the NCAA tournament in back-to-back seasons. And that's the first time that Northwestern has been able to lay claim to that kind of a statement, trying to get there a third time. But they got a lot of work to do to get there. And today they're out without one of their best players and one of the league's best players in Brooks Barnheiser. 17 points, 9 rebounds, better than 4 assists per game, but they're not going to have that. Ty Berry moves into the starting lineup. And as for the Badgers, Butchie, this concludes that 5-game window that we've talked about a lot. Also, they dropped here a couple in the last week or so. So trying to get back on track here today as they begin the second half of the conference.
Yeah, and this is a focus game. And the reason I say it's a focus game is because a couple things. Obviously, Brooks Barnheiser, he's out. Changes kind of your prep. Didn't know that going into the game, so your prep is a little bit different. So you have to stay focused because you learn it a couple of hours before the game starts. Number two, you're playing against Nick Martinelli, who still is really tough when you look at what he's able to do, how he's able to score the basketball. You know, second in the Big Ten in scoring. So you still have to be dialed into what he's doing. And then the third part of this is a game that can get you because you're on the road. You're playing a team that wants to play slower than you. So when it shot clock, they're going to run the shot clock down to 10 and get into the ball screen action. How do you do that? A lot of teams are wanting to get up and down more. This team in Northwestern, they're different than most teams that you play. So you have to be really, really disciplined because if you're not, they're going to make you pay for it. They're trying to shrink this game down. They're trying to limit possessions. So you have to stay focused on what you're